If there's an issue in Key West, then it needs to be dealt with in Key West, and leaves the other 14 ports in our state to do what they've done very, very successfully without any issues for nearly 150 years.
That's Amy Miller. She is the port director here in Pensacola, talking about this seaport preemption bill that was filed a while back. And Channel 3 did a good story on this last night, interviewing her and Quint Studer and Doug Broxson. Doug Broxson saying it might be a misunderstanding, but basically this bill says that, you know, it preempts the control of seaports back to the state, so that you cannot control the size of the vessels that come in or the nature of the cargo that comes in, the kind of stuff that is basically right now within the jurisdiction of each of the ports. I've been meaning to talk about this for a while, so I'm glad that Channel 3 got around to doing the interviews, because I think it's an interesting topic, and I was curious to see what the mayor thinks about it. He joins us now. Mayor Grover Robinson, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. Are you? This is yet again, to me, it seems, another case of Tallahassee trying to take stuff over, but what's your take on this port preemption bill?
Well, it's exactly what you said, Andrew. I mean, you know, whether it's been I've served at the county or whether the city, I've spent 14 years believing that local government, the government closest to people, is the best government for the people. And I still believe that very strongly. It used to be kind of a Republican principle, but I don't know what's happened now. But you know, I think at some point we got to make these decisions. I mean, is Tallahassee just going to run everything from there? I don't even understand why this is happening. Somebody gets mad about something, and rather than deal about it within that local area, they go and they change the rule for everybody. It's an unfortunate situation. Home rule constitution 1968 is what has allowed Florida to become the third largest state, one of the largest economies in the world, and successful all the way throughout it, from Pensacola to Key West. And unfortunately, we keep trying to mess it up. Like I said before, sometimes we sit in a great place, and we're going to have great expectations. The only thing that's going to screw it up is we ourselves are going to screw it up.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. Just basically the size of this state, the variety of the geography, of the people, of even the way the governments operate, and to try to create – I understand there are certain times when you want preemption, but it just seems like they're like addicted to it. Like they can't stop preempting things away from the local government. It's crazy. I don't know. Anyway, I was curious to get your take on it, and I'm not surprised by your perspective at all. Hey,
somebody didn't get their way, and they, rather than deal with it in that local locale, they know a legislator. They run to the legislator, and the legislator can't get, as you said, they're addicted to it. They can't go fast enough to say, we're going to do all of this. Because somebody we know came to us and said, we got to do this.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about something you and I haven't talked about in the last week or two, but it's an ongoing thing. Where are we at in the search for the Pensacola police chief?
We opened it on March 1st. My understanding is we had 24 applications. I believe it runs through almost the end of the month, and it will close, and then they will start the selection process. The team, we've got five individuals. They'll do the winnowing sort of down, and when we get to about 3 to 5, we'll bring them in for interviews, and then I'll be involved in the process from that. It's the same thing we've done for other positions that have been director and above, so that's certainly what we'll do here.
Okay, and you're going to pick the final candidate to propose to city council, who they'll confirm, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
And the other stuff is going to be done by, I believe it's Susan – Susan Wolf, Jenny Craner, Keith, Kara, and Ted Kircher, which, okay. You know, you either have senior management, you have people dealing with first responders, or you have HR. So, I mean, it's all the places that kind of would touch and work with that individual as the fire chief, I mean, the police chief.
I'm going to do something that we don't often get to do. I'm going to give a politician a chance to take a victory lap on something. No, maybe people will not want you to take a victory lap on this, but okay, here we go. Olive Road is done.
Absolutely.
Did you have to work at all to get Olive Road done?
Ways, it took a long time. I mean, I had to take the road back, had to restructure it, and come back out in a different way. We managed to get it done. I appreciated my colleagues that helped me. It helped us move some stuff that we wanted to do in other locations. It was a good thing all the way around. It just took way too long. And then the construction seemed to take forever because we didn't have enough to do it. It had to be done in two different phases. So it ended up taking 4 years. But I drove it the other day, and it was just awesome. I mean, I think it's what you want in a complete street. I think it's what the people of Ferry Pass wanted. The good thing is the city does have a small park, but we have those apartments that attached to it, so those individuals can walk and walk freely. Seeing the school up there and knowing that those kids are no longer walking in ditches along a busy street, knowing that there's now an automatic turn lane so you don't have cars backing up and rear-ending each other, and then also seeing some features. Granted, it's not as fancy as some of the parks that the city has. The county's little walking park there at the Atwood sign, I was champion
for that.
I love that
tree in the middle of that lot west of the skate park.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful scene,
yeah,
really.
I see people sitting in that bench, and I've had a chance to go by it. So, you know, every now and then you get to do something. I try to explain to some of these people, they keep saying they want something done now. You know, I try to explain to council people and everything else that you can get things done. Sometimes it just takes it's not going to be done overnight, and you just got to keep working at it. And I think that's the case. And something I started in 2006, and it's great to see in 2021 it's actually done.
Yeah, no, it's not. And it obviously harkens back to your days when you were on the commission before you were the governor. We're talking to Grover Robinson. He is the mayor of Pensacola. Mr. Mayor, I happened to just good blind squirrel dumb luck stumble upon a story the other day. The Impact 100 grant for the new restroom facilities at the Veterans Memorial Park are getting put in. This, to me, is a great example of how, you know, sort of private money in a a public facility can cooperate and produce something that, I mean, it's a win for everybody to have that kind of a facility there, right?
I absolutely agree, Andrew. I couldn't agree more. I think it's going to be a great amenity for the park in some ways. It's going to be great for our veterans and allow them to do more things that they want to do at the park, have school trips. Eventually, we get to that point where we get past COVID that can come down there and enjoy it and understand what that means. It's just we're still a little bit. Not everybody's happy with what's going on. We got one problem we're still trying to work out. But overall, I think it's going to be great. I mean, again, you don't know how much work went into that. Not only in just acquiring that they had to work through to get there, but permitting standpoint because it's in a floodplain. It's a very unique situation where we had to use a trailer so it can be detached and removed if there's a threat of storm or flooding, and that just has to be the way it is. But if we were to build a standing facility there, it would be way up in the air. We'd have to get an elevator to bring people up to the bathroom. So we've just gone through a lot. It's kind of that perseverance, but we finally figured out a solution, and we got there. And I think it's going to be a win-win for everyone.
Yeah, that's cool. I didn't know that's why the modular approach had been used, but it makes sense to be able to have it at ground level access, but also removable in case of a storm. That really makes sense. One of the other things, not exactly connected to that, but sort of across the street. Where are we at on the Hawkshaw development? It seemed like there was a flurry of activity, and then just like nothing for a long time. What's going on?
Well, we were working on that. We have a private group that has that. They are not happy with the location of the bathrooms. I woke up this morning to texts that were as long as the the Declaration of Independence and problems. But we're working through them. I think we'll get there, and I certainly hope they have a successful development. I think the demand is certainly there, they are not happy with the restroom facility, and we're trying to work through some things and see if we can find a way to make everybody happy. But
what's their complaint? Is it visibility? Is it a concern about homeless abuse?
Visibility. They think it's going to ruin what they're doing. They won't have another location. The other location could be used. The problem is it's going to be higher money. The city shouldn't pay for that. The park shouldn't pay for that. If the developer wants to pay for that and move it, he has every right to do that, every financial incentive to do that. And, you know, we've communicated that to them, that they're more than welcome to move it if they pay for it. But they don't, they want to somehow force the park or the city to pay for it. And I'm like, that's your private development. You should pay for it if you want it moved. It can all work out, but that's kind of where we stand right now.
All right. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, we are now officially into March. That means we are now officially 4 weeks away from the promised delivery date of some kind of functioning transportation infrastructure between Gulf Breeze and Pensacola. You still feel confident they're going to get those two lanes open?
They've been that way on the bridge all the time. I'm not you know, as I've said probably 3 months ago, Andrew, I kind of believe where they are, and they've continued to be on the bridge, and I think they'll get to where they need to be on the bridge. I am more concerned, my angst and challenges, thinking about the landing. And I think the reason they're going to the two lanes for a certain amount of time is I don't think they're going to open up four lanes until they get the landing fixed.
Mm.
And we really haven't seen – Derek and I have been asking to see the plans for the landing, which we haven't really seen since they've made this announcement. You know, again, I'm just concerned, you know, how they're going to do this. I don't think with the two lanes they're going to open up 17th, which creates its own set of challenges in there. It's not to say that it can't be done for 2 months. It's going to make things a little bit more difficult in that triangle area of Pensacola. And
FDOT won't release to the city of Pensacola the plans for the biggest infrastructure project on our south waterfront.
They have not come back to us with a final plan of how they plan to handle the landing. We have not seen that. We are asking for it, and we want to see it. But that is our biggest concern right now. We had a pretty good plan, and then when they went to the two lane, you know, a couple of weeks ago when they had the event there, they did not in any way open the landing. And Derek and I are both sitting there saying, okay, have you come to the city and told us how it's going to look? And we haven't seen that yet.
Okay, well, I'm like you, waiting to find out, because I want to know too. Well, Mr. Mayor, we're completely
less than 3 weeks away.
Yeah, I know. We kind of would figure those plans would exist by now. All right, Mayor Grover Robinson, City of Pensacola, sir, always a pleasure. I look forward to your town hall or your online today, and then the press conference on Monday, and then right back here next Wednesday. Thanks so much for the time, sir.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
7:51 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. You know, if you got any kind of a plumbing issue, anything in your house with a leak, a drip, a weird sound on the